easiest way to get one, Derek Badacek.
You love that line.
Go ahead, keep going.
That's what I was going to do, but you know, that's all right.
Oh, you can take it.
Internet, I will do that.
Take two, as they say.
Do they say that?
Well, apparently. I don't even know what they say.
Oh, you guy.
I listen to these things.
Internet, everybody out there on podcast, the extraordinaire, Phil Allen, is not with us today. He is... once again, on a trophy-shining sabbatical. But if you haven't noticed, everybody out there in Podcastia, we're in a little special throwback sort of edition here. We're back in the old studio of the Mazda Tribute, doing this the old-fashioned way. And the reason that we're back there just this week is because I drove out to meet our special fill-in extraordinaire for this particular episode. So I'd like to introduce everybody back. By popular demand, we have Mr. Circular Logic Tom Hanks.
Hello, everybody. It's a triple Academy Award-winning Circular Logic Tom Hanks here.
Not a triple Academy Award.
Hey, listen, I'm not a fill-in. I'm actually a fill-out, because Phil is not in, and that's why I'm here. So thank you, Derek Badacek.
That's some great wordplay.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit.
You know, we've gone over this before. You see, you tend to keep saying triple Academy Award.
Well, it's the
guy
that's here, Travers. Sorry, I'm
Whoa,
sorry.
Oh, my God.
It's still a little residue from my new movie, Saving Mr. Banks. Not Saving Mr. Hanks, everybody. It's Saving Mr. Banks.
I can see why they would make that mistake.
Well, it's the kind of thing where it's like, Travers! I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wow. Okay. I'm pretty much
at the last part of my pills here. my head is swimming. I'm fine.
What are your pills are over the counter, correct?
No, right here.
Give me a rim shot on that one. Well, look, it's great to have you back on Breaking Badacek after an absence.
Thank you, sir.
You came in, you know, and you did something for us. You laid down an intro for us, which we love to this day.
You know, there's a story behind that. I gotta explain the banjo.
The banjo.
there is a story behind that. What happened was, I was writing back to my fans, because I answer my emails. I answer my fan letters, you know, all that stuff, with my typewriter. And the typewriter that I wound up actually getting back from Mr. Freeman, who was so gracious to pick it. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he had to come after us a little bit.
He's a really good guy. Anyway, more about me. What happened was, I'm typing on this Underwood, and as I'm typing, I'm dropping the Y, you know, for savings.
Yeah. Because it's for savings?
Well, it's a hard time for everybody economically. I'm trying to do my part, so I dropped the Y for savings, and apparently I dropped it too many times. It actually fell off the typewriter. So every time I'm typing a letter that has a Y in it, like, let's say, dearly, it comes out deal.
And
I have to go through everything, and my wife, Rita Wilson, she has to get a red Sharpie.
Wilson.
Oh. She has to go in with a red Sharpie with a Y and go through the whole letter. Yes. Yeah.
So, well, that sounds pretty cumbersome.
So I had finished all my letters, and Rita was in the back filling in the Ys. I said, oh, look at this. It's a banjo that Steve Martin dropped off. And me and him are very good friends.
Steve Martin's
a very wild and crazy guy. He's a wild and crazy.
Still love that catchphrase after 40 years.
Catchphrase? Anyway, so he dropped it off, and I said, let me pick up this banjo. And I just started plucking away, and a little Foggy Mountain Breakdown broke into effect on my porch. And next thing I know, I'm leaving you a Q&A intro, so...
Well, hey,
Shabbat Shalom, babe. Shabbat Shalom.
That's right, Shabbat Shalom. I'm going to go ahead and just let all that go and just pretend that made any semblance of sense. You know why?
You can do that, sir. You can do that.
Well, the star power that you bring.
I know. It is a pleasure to have me here. My thing...
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you. One thing you can be proud of is your humility. If you know what I mean. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, speaking of humility.
Speaking of humility, I have a new film. Actually, I hope you've seen it already. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's called Saving... Mr. Banks.
Mr.
You see, there's the problem. That's what I told these guys over in the publicity department.
It's a very similar name.
You can't say Saving Mr. Hanks, because I already did Saving Private Ryan, and now they want to do Saving Mr. Hanks. I didn't play Tom Hanks in the movie Saving Private Hanks, or Ryan for that matter, because I think I was a colonel. I played something.
Yeah, you played a captain.
My golly gosh. But Saving Mr. Banks, if you haven't seen it, go.
I, you know what? I'll put it on the do I heard it.
Go look at it.
I will go look at it. It'll be on a tremendous screen.
It's a good flickety flick.
It'll be hard to miss in a chair facing it.
You could put that in your pipe and take it to the bank, okay?
I guess I could do that.
But saving Mr. Banks, it's an American, British, Australian, Norwegian, Brooklyn biological comedy drama.
So it's global.
It's global.
Yeah, it's pretty much all of them, right?
Well, we tend not to talk about China. Ever since that boy critic came on your show, it's been up and down and all around.
Yeah, he should be coming on soon.
I can't wait. Let me tell you that. I'll be counting the moments and the dimes, okay, that it's going to take. Anyway, Mary Poppins, the patriarch character of that movie, is Mr. Banks.
Okay.
Based on the girl that that Emma plays so well as P.L. Travers. Sorry, P.L. Travers.
Jesus.
Who wrote that? And I play Walt Disney. I play Walt Disney in the movie.
Oh, you play Walt Disney?
Absolutely. Why shouldn't I?
Well, here's something I'd like to ask you about.
You gotta thaw him out and
reanimate him. I gotta ask. Yeah. Walt Disney sounds like a challenge. I mean, it sounds like a role you really have to sink into. Was there a sense of trepidation for you in playing Walt Disney? That's what I want to know.
You know what it was, Derek? There was a responsibility, which is much different than trepidation.
Is it?
Well, Walt Disney was ubiquitous in our lives as Uncle Sam, Smokey the Bear, and my God, the President of the United States, Obama bin Laden. So I feel that it was going to be quite, a distance to go, and that we had no clue where to even begin outside of my own memories. And that led us substantial. There's a lot of video out there. There's a lot of audio you can listen to. Unfortunately, it's mostly Walt Disney performing as Walt Disney. So where you can, where you have those moments.
He was Walt Disney.
He still is. He's just a little chilly there. It's not a big deal.
Yes, I know.
But there was something other than the new exciting Realm of Tomorrow, which will be opening, and that was worth its weight in gold. I had access to that, thanks to Diane, his daughter, and the fabulous museum that she's establishing in San Francisco.
She's establishing a museum in San Francisco, and that's about the World of Tomorrow?
It's Disneyland.
Oh, it's just Disneyland. So the museum is Disneyland. Okay, so do you practice saying long paragraphs without actually saying anything, or is that just a talent?
It's not a talent.
It's not a talent
at
all.
No, it's acquired. It's an acquired skill.
All right, I did hear that.
I just
that
got
the
a little boopity boo from my agent here.
Oh, boy.
And that's all I wanted to say.
How's your agent doing?
I don't have an agent. I actually made that up just now, just to impress you. It was actually from Rita.
Well, oh, it's from Rita.
Yeah, she's like, you're still doing that podcast.
Sorry, this is Rita who?
Rita Wilson! Wilson! Oh! I'm sorry, Wilson! Wilson! So, I'm sorry, Derek. Wilson! He's okay.
Okay, I thought so. Thanks for that. Now I know your wife's last name. But I hear that the movie was actually going to be called Mr. Banks E. But the Y was dropped out of
the reason that they couldn't do that was because of legal problems with Marvel Comics with the character the banker.
More than L.E.
What's an L.E.? There's no L in bank.
No, not in bank. I'm saying you
that
talk,
would be the French
the
character. The French version would be Le Banqueur. And we don't get into when I did the movie The Terminal, I was like, I had to come up with all these different voices, and I would have to say, you don't trust me. Like, I had to do a Russian kind of a thing or things like that. But when I played Walt Disney, people say, hey, why don't you just play Mr. Banks? Your name is already almost synonymous. So I didn't.
Oh, okay, that makes sense to not do that, I suppose. My question in all this is in your decorated career, which is decorated, not with three, but with two Academy Awards, which I try to explain to you, but...
It's still a triple crown. It's okay.
It's not, though, but the thing is, I...
I'm not a thoroughbred. I'm just a regular Joe Schmo, like you and me.
Well, here's the thing, Tom. What I see in looking at your decorated career is
thank
a superstar.
You. Oh, thank you.
All right? A real superstar. However, it seems like over the past, like, maybe 10 years, and I would never, never discredit you as an actor.
Well,
you've done some incredible
things.
Mr.
Thank you, sir.
You've done some incredible things, but over the past 10 years, mm-hmm. it seems like maybe, just maybe, more recent films of yours haven't been held in as high regard as some of your
early that's
ones.
A big maybe-shmaybe, Mr. Badacek, because what one. I can say is because we have a production studio, me and my friend John, John Cassafredi, and
John,
we,
I'm sorry, whoa.
Cassafredi.
Cassafredi.
Yes, House okay. of Fred is okay. where his name was stemmed from.
Is that where it stems from?
Yes, James Cassafredi, and
the House of Fred. House of the Fred. Yeah. That was the sequel to House of the Dead. That was a movie about zombies. The next one was just
I've
a guy
seen
named
it.
Fred.
I'd rather not talk about it because I had a bad experience with some dried popcorn. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I was seeing
you got the kernel caught behind the tooth, right? Right behind the tooth, that whole thing. You got to poke at it with your tongue.
No, they actually ran out when I got there.
Oh, they ran out.
I'm a big lover of popcorn.
Oh, of
course. If you know me from Adam, who will be maybe coming in later, Adam.
Adam?
Yeah.
Wait, what Adam
my,
is
my
this?
My driver.
You have no, you. Oh, your driver, Adam.
Yes.
Because when you say know me from Adam, that really implies a much different Adam.
Well, do you know Adam?
I don't know Adam.
Well, then you don't know me from Adam,
well,
because
no,
you actually know me from the whole thing with Deb, my publicist.
Yes,
and
I remember.
Phil. That's how you know me. You don't know me from Adam.
No, I know you from Deb and Phil.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it was definitely. What the hell is this?
Hey! What is going on?
What
over
the
here?
Hell is
oh
going
my
on?
God! You excuse me. Who are you?
Holy crap!
I wouldn't say
podcast
no talent. Here. It's the kind of thing where hello, Darren. Hello,
hi.
Mr. Hanks.
Jesus!
I just want to know
how does this
you,
happen?
Why is it raining here?
It's raining here mostly because of condensation
what
in the clouds
happened?
Has to go hit.
All no, right, it's Tom, actually raining in the car.
Right, don't touch him, Tom. Just hang out, okay? Podcast.
I don't even know what
you dare touch him.
And you are.
This is everybody in podcast. Yeah, apparently, we're being joined by the straight shooter, Rich Rogers.
Exactly.
Straight shooting, indeed.
And also the man they call McQueen.
Who's they?
They call you that. That is your name, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, hello, Phil Allen, good man. I am not Phil McQueen. I'm Tom Hanks. You remember me, right, from such movies as well?
He's not talented
Captain
enough
Phil.
To be Phil.
Okay, wow. All right, so listen.
Oh, there's a slight thing going on here.
Hey.
A new thing.
Everybody calm down, okay? McQueen, Rich, what are you doing here? That's my first question. I did not book you for today. I had a whole thing planned out with circular logic.
I finally wanted to get to see this son of a bitch.
Tom?
Now that's no way to talk to Darren.
Exactly. I'm talking to you, you no-talent hack.
Hello, number one. Let me just say that much. He's a gentleman, if nothing else.
Okay, wow. I don't know what's going on here. First of all, guys, I did not book you for today. I don't know why you were storming the car. How did you even find the car? What are
don't
you doing
don't you
here?
Worry about how we find the car.
Wait a minute, Mr. Rich Rogers, straight shooting man indeed. We have nothing to fear except spiders.
Spiders, of course.
And twitters. Now,
the angry falcons.
Hey, please, don't talk about those twitters again.
Okay,
please.
All right.
Do you remember what happened the last time?
You know
no,
how
I
he
don't.
Feels about them.
Yeah, I do. Look, I'm not trying to make anybody uncomfortable here, but wait a minute. Why am I on trial here?
Excuse
you
me,
guys have broken into the studio.
Excuse me, has everybody gone bananas here? what's happening here?
Gone bananas?
We're doing a nice little showdown
yes.
for the guys in blue, and
the guys
I don't know
blue.
What happened.
Listen to him. He's babbling about
He's
nothing.
He's talking about police officing men.
All right, we know what he's talking about. Look,
I can't get this headrest off of the
Stop
thing.
Trying to mess with the headrest.
I can't
What's
even, I can't see Mr.
You?
Hanks over there.
All right.
Well, I'm missing listen. Much.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Hank should be seen, maybe, and not heard for this particular episode.
Yeah, look,
I'm feeling a little weird here, I can tell you.
All right, listen, Tom, look, can I talk to you over here for a
now,
second?
How do you get
little
the
weird?
Thing off?
Stop trying to get the thing off.
McQueen, it's so I don't need to see you, McQueen. It's quite
yeah,
all right.
Definitely. Tom, let me talk to you over here for a second.
You right, shouldn't look, be allowed
I
to talk directly
to
McQueen.
I swear to God.
Thank you, straight shooter.
Tom, I have no idea what the hell is going on here, but look.
Neither do I. I can tell you, this is very reminiscent of Frankenfurter. Right?
Yeah, I know. I remember that very vividly.
Now there's two of them coming at me. Yeah, and I don't know what I even did.
Look, believe me, I know it's two against two, but we're outnumbered
you
here, so do me a favor.
You better not be bad-mouthing Frankenfurter up there.
Oh, no, not
and
at all.
And there's nothing worse than a bad-mouthing of Frankenfurter.
Exactly.
All right, look. I know.
That's
I know.
Bad-mouthing Frank and Frankfurter. I know what he's talking about.
That Frankfurter is a fucking weirdo, but whatever.
Excuse me.
I send that Frankfurter.
I thought you said Rookin. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, he's a Rookin weirdo. Okay, he's a total Rookin weirdo.
That's called for language.
Look. This is my point. Keep your head down. We're gonna get out of this. Okay. Or hey, just don't.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing there, Rich?
Hello. I would like to say one thing.
No, you wouldn't.
For Mr. Rich Straight Shooting Lodging, number one, he's a good lodger.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm speaking.
I know what you're doing. You do it all the time.
What's a lodger?
I
the second thing I'd like to say right now is that Rich Rogers picked me up at my house because my car broke down in front of my house. I went outside and broke.
Okay, so you know you called him and he came and
oh, he was right there. Don't ask what he was doing in my driveway, but I took advantage of it. I said, hey, Rich. Drive me around a little bit. He said, okay, let's go see Derek Badachek. I'm like, Derek, who's Derek Badachek? I said, oh, is that Darren's brother? He got a little jealous at Darren's success with the podcasting.
I could guess the rest.
There you go.
This is my question. First of all, what the hell are you doing just standing in McQueen's driveway?
First of all, I was minding my own business.
In somebody else's driveway.
Why not?
We're getting a little critical now, aren't we?
We're not getting a little critical.
Splitting hairs, Darren, again.
There's no hair splitting going on. My point is.
You're lucky Tony's not here.
Don't bring up Tony.
Are you talking about Tough Tony?
Exactly.
Now, wait a second. I know who Tough Tony is. Tough Tony, he owes me $12.
Tough Tony owes you $12.
Well, I gave him a lift one day. He was actually a kind of a
and
before
he
started
gas?
Before he started in business, trying to help him out. And you know, what am I supposed to do? I'm a triple Academy Award winning circular logic.
All right, here
what
we
am
go.
I supposed to do?
Look, jackass.
Yes.
Whoa. You didn't.
Why are you calling me jackass?
I'm talking to Hanks.
I'm sorry. Go.
Okay.
Thank you, McQueen.
You did not win 3 Academy Awards.
Yes, I did win 3 Academy Awards. I can prove it to you.
You haven't made a good movie since Saving Private Ryan.
Well, thank you.
The only reason you never made another movie like Turner and Hooch was because we all know who the brains of the outfit was.
Yes, Penny Marshall. Great mind behind that movie. Turner and Hooch.
I don't know. You know, McQueen, I was sort of partial when she was Laverne more than anything else. I mean, that's just me. I don't know.
She was never Laverne. She was Laverne's father. Barry Manilow was Laverne.
Penny Marshall played Laverne's father on Laverne and Shirley.
Mr. DeFazio, and then Barry Manilow played Laverne DeFazio. It's a very, very common mistake.
Well, you know, then they're much better actors than I thought.
Thank you.
I gotta tell you.
Why are you thanking him? He won't even do that.
He does that. Just don't. I'm thanking him
because they're not here.
Okay, that's fine. Tom, you just kind of have to roll with this. All right, just watch what I do, all right? Roll with the punches.
Is this what
guys,
happens on this?
Hanks,
why is it that you keep making these rotten movies? You made this last one. You've been on this show plugging that stupid Somalian pirate movie that a buddy of mine went
to see. Captain Phillips, based on the true story.
A buddy of mine went to see. And about 15 minutes into the movie, he had to go take a leak. He came back 5 minutes later.
I know that feeling, actually.
All right.
I wasn't trying, number one, to drown the Somalian pirates in the movie with the water. It's just that I had to go so badly. I had 3 cups of coffee that morning, so they let it all out.
Tom, you're really digging yourself in a deep hole here, man. Listen, you just trust me, guys. Look, I'm not sure what this is building towards.
You know, I'm gonna. It's because I love history. I'm gonna create some history right now.
All right, history.
Rich Rogers, the straight shooter. That would be you. You have a real big way about yourself. You really know how to get the word out there. You're very, very loud. Tell me about it. I thought I liked to yell. And thank you, McQueen. You're welcome. I just wanted to know. Did you ever find out who gave you all that money?
Oh, no, God, Tom, are you
talking about
this money?
I know who gave me the money.
Who did?
You don't need to know who gave me the money.
I think you know who gave me the money, but you really don't now, do you?
Maybe you think that he thinks that you think that he thinks you think that you know who gave the money, but you don't.
He hasn't thought in years.
Tom Hanks, whatever you are thinking, don't do it. Listen, McQueen, I'm sorry, what's right is right here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Rich, that was me who gave you that money.
Oh, my God!
Oh, no! Now! Now the snake's out of the car pecan.
My God, Tom, do you realize what you've done?
I know exactly what I did.
You funded this man's insanity.
Yes, I did, Derek, because it's all been a plot, basically.
Hey, I'm in the room.
I know you're in the room. Oh, my God. This is definitely a revelation.
It's a very heavy... It's not a revelation. It's a revolution is what it is, Mr. Derek.
Oh, God.
It's been my pleasure coming on this show, and basically, you notice Rich is not speaking right now. He's choking on the very thought that I put his kids through college, that I paid off his house, and I got him a lot of gummy bears.
Is that what most of the money...
Look, you no-talent bum! Let me tell you something.
This is getting a little heated, guys.
I don't understand!
But McQueen, you never understand, okay? I try so hard to explain.
That is an insult to me, Rich. Get him!
No. We do not argue with McQueen Honest.
I argue with you.
He remembers my middle name.
The man is a genius.
You know what? I argue with whoever I want. This is my rook and show, okay?
Hey, again!
Oh, my God, with that. Listen.
What does that mean?
It's a long story. Listen. I don't know why you guys think that it's okay to just come on the show when you're not booked, find the old studio, by the way, and just somehow
What do you mean? I'm on every one of your shows. I'm on the end of every show.
Yes, I know, but you see...
Circular logic.
That is some circular logic right there. Oh, don't change the subject.
You don't have a show.
This is true.
I don't need... I am rendered speechless. I can tell you that.
Are you rendered speechless?
I don't even know what to give you an Academy Award for that.
My ears are bleeding.
Yeah, I know. Okay, look. Everybody, let's take the energy down. Take the energy down. First of all right, McQueen, I just want to say that it's nice to have you here. You know I'm always happy to see you. Don't ask me why, but I enjoy having you here. Rich, it's good to see you as well. Tom, I know I booked you, and it was very nice to see you. What I don't understand is why this situation is getting so heated. What is going on?
Ever since Rich found out that I'm doing a sequel to Finding Nemo, he lost his mind. That's basically what happened.
What's it called? Found Nemo?
And wait a minute. Since 2015, it's still a ways off. The 2015 movie releases dates are constantly being moved.
Yes, perhaps.
Tons of sequels, remakes, reboots, animated films. They're arriving in theaters in 2015. Ellen DeGeneres is coming back. As Dory.
Okay, from
the little blue tang fish, whatever that was.
The one with memory loss.
The short-term memory. Now, that's a horrible thing. I know Rita Wilson. Wilson? I'm sorry, why are you yelling? Wilson!
What the hell is wrong?
Are you two getting on him?
Well, maybe I'm having a little bit of a problem with flashbacks. And it's like splash, I have a splashback. Oh. Forrest Gump, I have a gump back, like the whales.
I have to ask you, it'd be more entertaining
if you'd have some splashbacks instead of that other crap you do.
I know what's very entertaining. May 1st, 2015.
Are you trying to work a segment into this? You're trying to do a segment.
Yeah, I do it again.
Okay, The Avengers 2, go ahead.
Man of Steel, July 17th, 2015.
Man of Steel 2?
Well, they had to do it again to get it right.
Oh, okay.
But then right after that is Ant-Man, July 31st, 2015.
Why are you plugging 2015 movies? I actually play Ant-Man.
I take a non-credited role
as someone else.
Nobody would ever hire you to play a superhero.
Well, we're calling it Hank Man.
Bastard Nicolas Cage.
That's my.
Okay,
don't get Nicolas Cage involved in this. Because as far as I'm concerned, he's probably stalking you as you're stalking McQueen. Nobody is stalking me except Rich.
Are you? Yeah, that's a weird thing.
I think that's what you just said.
That's a weird thing, by the way.
It's not what you said, it's what you implied.
Why are you stalking McQueen? That's the first thing I want to know.
First of all, I am not stalking McQueen.
Second of all, I pay him to.
You pay him to stalk you?
Well, it helps my self-esteem.
You know what? Actually, that kind of makes sense. That is the only thing you ever said that makes...
I could hire you, but you're too fat to come because it would
this
take you a long...
This is what we're going to do, buddy. We're doing the fat jokes.
It would take you a long
You want to take the gloves
to
off?
To get to my house.
Huh? That's not
you
even
raised
cool,
voice though. Psycho?
Hey! We don't talk about McQueen like that.
You know what? You better come deep, buddy. You grab Tough Tony and McQueen, and we'll have it out right now.
Tough Tony! Okay.
All right, that's it. I'll get Tough Tony.
Listen, wait a second. I am talking now. Tough Tony has a third nipple, number one.
What does that have to do with anything, assuming it's true?
It needs to be explained on a level of trust.
Yeah. Yeah, because we have a level of that.
We do a little bit. My middle name's Honest. I can only speak for me and a little bit for Rich. My thing is this. Yes, Tom Hanks did fund the Rich campaign through me.
Oh, my God. What is going on here?
You said you weren't going to say anything.
Are you just all passing on 5 mil?
Here's that. I'm sorry.
See?
That's uncool.
I knew it.
I gave him the money, Rich Rogers. I gave him the money.
Bastard.
Hey, Alabama. Go to Alabama.
Everybody, time out.
They lost.
What's in Alabama except wild things?
Time out. Are you guys just passing off $5 million between all three of you? What's going on?
Well, I haven't passed a dime of it to anybody.
Yeah, you know,
passing I've
been
things I don't want to talk about because I had too much beans for lunch.
You know, wait, now, Rich, you say that you haven't passed off a dime to anybody. I've been meaning to talk to you about that because, you know, me
it
and
was
Phil,
not 5 million in dimes. That's why he didn't pass off a dime to anybody. It was dollarinis.
Dollarinis?
Yes.
What currency is that?
U.S.
That's U.S. Are we moving towards the dollarini? Is that... How much is a dollarini in a current American dollars? Is this future money? Like 5 million dollarinis came back in a time machine.
I don't even know what a dollarini is. I thought it sounded like a cereal.
Oh, yeah, because I do, so.
Dollarini!
Let me have a big bowl of dollarinis.
I just want to let you know something, Darren. I hate to laugh, but I can't help it because you are so ignorant over the dictionary conspiracy. The word dollar, you think it means dollar. It doesn't. It's dollarini. The word dollar means sweater.
The word dollar means sweater.
I knew it.
Wait a minute.
The reason Rich knew that, I gave him a book for an early Christmas gift. The real dictionary, not Webster's thing that he passed off onto the public. That's the name of it.
That's the actual name of it.
Webster's
that's the name
a
of the book.
Criminal bastard.
That's the name of the dictionary.
Where did all this come from? First of all, I'm completely cognizant of the false dictionary conspiracy.
I'm aware of the false dictionary. I'm aware of that. The dictionary.
Oh, here's something I've been meaning to ask Tom, by the way. Tom, what's your favorite city in Wisconsin?
Well, that would have to be Jackson.
That would be Jackson.
Second only to Wilson!
There he goes again, this nut job. What is it with yelling Wilson all the
time? I'm sorry. Wilson! I'm sorry, Wilson. Why is he so upset?
I give this 10 minutes to
It's over a little ball with a face.
Yeah, well, the idea is that the isolation...
It kept me company on that island.
Another horrible movie.
It kept me company on that island.
Oh, that was not that bad a movie.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was not.
That's like saying the Holocaust wasn't that bad.
Oh, my God.
The Holocaust was horrible. I remember that. But you know what I miss a lot?
What do you miss a lot, McQueen?
Tupperware.
Oh, really? You miss Tupperware?
I miss the fresh little burp the thing gives when you're sealing in the freshness. It goes, erp, like that.
It goes, erp?
The B is silent.
Okay, of course. There we go.
When you're actually doing a thing, you leave out the B. It's silent. When you say the thing... See, Webster would have you believe a bunch
just
of lies.
Just like the T in Dude Perpulous.
Yeah, I never understood that, McQueen. Why is the T silent? It's the man's name. What? Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like
look,
you
Tom, haven't you gotta...
read one of his comic books.
Listen, I read a lot
the
of his comic...
The man's a genius.
I know. You know what, Rich? We are really a lot...
What
lot
am I
this.
Doing
We're
with
really
my
the
life?
Same a lot of the time, and
is
I don't...
Really
the same person, so don't write in and say Tom Hanks is now rich. I'm talking about we have a lot of the same interests, more so than you would surprisingly believe.
How do all three of you feel about that, by the way? I'm a little confused.
I do not understand.
You don't understand why people keep assuming that you're all the same person? Or...
I don't understand why this podcast is still in a car.
Well, we were talking earlier about how we're in the car today as a special occasion because I had to
come out so you admit that.
Yes, I'm not sure how I admit a thing that is obviously the case, but...
Because it's honest, I'm rubbing off on you.
You know what, whatever you have to tell yourself, as long as it keeps you calm.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I can't believe he would consider anything involving Tom Hanks.
And I can't believe you ate the whole thing, okay?
That was a great quip there, Tom.
Thank you. Well, I am quick.
You are. You are. You are. You're very quick.
I'm a quick whipper.
You're a quick whipper.
Well, it depends.
Say that 10 times fast.
Quick quibble, quick quibble, quick quibble, quick quibble, quick quibble, quick quibble.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Whatever happened to the talented guy from Bosom Buddies?
Okay, wow.
Listen, Peter Scolari is on Broadway now doing a lot of great things.
Do you still keep in touch?
I'm sorry?
Do you still keep in touch
with him? Kind of a personal question.
Why the hell would he want to keep in touch with this idiot?
Who's touching who? That's what I want to know.
Okay. Everybody relax, all right? Look, we could do one of two things, all right? We could scream at each other, or we could try to work out these problems.
Yelling!
Okay, we're not going to choose that one.
One of his favorite things, I can tell you that.
Yeah, hey, I know, right?
Don't you badmouth McQueen.
I'm not badmouthing anybody.
Okay, listen, what we could do is we could try to work this out.
Just happy you got all that money.
Let's go ahead and work this out, okay? Let's bury the hatchet here.
Dollarinis!
Let's bury the dollarinis here, okay?
It's Italian is dollarino, and American, the Americanized did the dollarini.
Okay.
I don't make the rules.
Wait, dollarini is the Americanization of dollarino?
Yes, it is.
Well, that, I'll just let that one slide.
You are going to have to let it slide. My voice is cracking now.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw
that. Well, I wasn't ready to leave the house in this humidity.
Here's a thought. Maybe if you weren't constantly screaming.
I have to scream over everybody else because they're all yelling.
Okay, this is what we're going to do, all right?
Poll?
I'm sorry, what?
I thought we were going to go polling.
No, we're not going to go polling.
I got excited.
We're not going to go polling, all right? The whole crowd control is going to have to wait, all right?
Oh, my goodness. You don't want them waiting. It's going to be a madhouse. Go ahead.
Listen, we're going to work this out, okay? First of all, I'm concerned with Rich Rogers, who is like Rich Rogers, with the straight shooter Rich Rogers.
It's not the real Rich Rogers, but an incredible simulation.
Yes.
It's a Rich Rogers, man.
Shut up, Hanks!
All right, straight shooter Rich Rogers, circular logic Tom Hanks.
Who?
Why are we at odds? Why are we at odds? Let's find the root of this problem.
You want to be on evens. That's the whole point of this.
Yes.
Evens with Stevens.
Okay, so Rich.
See, now that makes perfect sense.
Rich, who's evens or odds?
Steven Spielberg?
Evens or odds?
Well, clearly Hanks is odd, so I'll take even.
I'll take odds. How's that?
Okay. Once, twice, three, shoot.
Boom.
You guys didn't put any fingers out. I can't.
You got to count their heads. That's how you do it in the old country.
What?
So
old
that would be
country?
Two. That's two. So that's even. Rich got one. Go ahead.
All right.
Glad I'm here.
Once,
well, thank you, McQueen, I think. Okay.
Once, twice, three, shoot.
At least we got an honest man in the car.
Thank you. That's me.
Well, his middle name is Honest, which is still very misleading.
Who's Blaine?
Blaine.
Did you say Blaine is Honest?
Yes, Blaine is Honest.
Who is Blaine?
Oh, Blaine's another guy. He'll be here soon.
Hey, he's that magician.
Yeah, everybody's coming in the car today. We're going to do magic tricks on the podcast.
Blaine, the acupuncturist magician. He sits in a box all day.
The acupuncturist musician?
What?
That is pretty much his magic
trick.
No, he's
the acupuncturist magician.
Oh,
listen to me when I talk to you, Darren,
that
please.
Was my fault. That was a slip of the tongue.
I know. It was a slip of the brain. All okay, right, one, two, three. Shoot again. Oh. All right, that's eight. That's still even.
Wait, excuse me. Hold on. That's eight?
Eight plus eight is 16. It's still an even number. One plus six is seven. That's odd. So Tom Hanks gets that point. So it's one and one so far.
How are you going to disagree with McQueen when he's making the rules?
It's the new man!
You know what? How am I going to disagree with that?
And where the hell is Phil?
All right. Phil is on a trophy shining sabbatical. I went over this. He does those from time to time. He could not make the show today.
Ah, Phil.
So we're going to have to move on without him, okay? Now,
one thing, I just want to say one thing concerning Phil. No, this is very important, this straight
Let
shooter.
Let him talk. Let him talk.
Well, for him to be yelling like that, it must be important. Rich,
please,
take a
please,
seat.
Please.
Stop standing up. There's no sunroof.
Yeah, I know. Okay, you're going to hurt your head very badly, and then you're going
to
try to
And then I'm
going to
have to give a mouth-to-mouth that nobody wants that, including me.
And then Shyster's going to pull a lawsuit on me. So you know what? Just let him talk.
Shyster the lawyer!
Yes, him.
I know him well.
Did you?
Anyway, can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Be my guest. You're already Darren's guest. You're my guest. And I'm going to say on behalf of Richard Dilley gets a little bit of a hot head down that you're his guest, but not really, so go ahead and thanks.
Well, thank you, McQueen. Okay. I take it as a great, great honor to be able to help Phil out with Phil Interrupted. And, you know, every time he has a show, I come in, I say, oh, Phil, into the mic, and I go back to L.A. every time he has to do the show. So what I do, what's the matter?
Oh, well, the thing is, I'm not usually on Phil Interrupted. I haven't been on that show. That's Phil's very own thing. Are you telling me that you actually fly out to Ewing, New Jersey, and then
I have
go
to
back
make
to
it there right before my beat in the music so I can make it on time and say, oh, Phil.
You run into the studio.
And then I wait again, and then I say it again, and then I leave. So.
Okay. You know what?
That's my
just
plug.
A thought.
Yes.
Just a thought. Why not do it once and record it?
Oh, boy, hey!
Wow! What an absolute idiot!
Well, the reason I don't do that, Derek, is because it just takes too much time. I don't have that kind of time to hit record and do a take one, take two. I just rely on my own senses and my own, ambiguous lifestyle as well as professional career. That's when I just go in and say, oh, Phil, like, hit the planes, man. Hit the jet streams.
This is what I don't understand. All the ridicule aside, you're sitting here saying that you don't have the time to come in and record something.
I don't have the time to sit and record something and email it. I mean, emails takes, sometimes
I'd rather fly out every time.
I sent an email and I didn't get it. And he's absolutely right. That's what I do.
No, he isn't, but.
Well, McQueen kind of trained me in the early days.
Oh, wait a minute. McQueen trained you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, wait, well,
in the early days, McQueen. Yeah, it's still training.
When it was good.
What early days
Excuse
are we talking
me,
about?
Excuse me, I trained him on a train.
Oh, you trained him on a train?
I put him on one.
All right, you put him like
he was
you
a little
the...
kid. He couldn't know what to do.
Okay, so you actually knew Tom Hanks since he was a little kid.
Who?
Circular Logic Tom.
Yes.
You knew him.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay. Well, that's a lot.
I think you need to clean your glasses a little bit, Darren. Because
well, it seems like
it's
such
not
an
even
odd...
making any
do
sense.
You ever listen to McQueen?
Thank
when he
you.
Talks?
Rich has my back and my front and my sides.
I listen to him all the time, and I think that's one of the biggest problems in my life. Honestly,
depends
but
on that.
Depends on where
you're going is what it is.
Oh, really? It's not where you're at, it's where you're going?
No, it's not even that. It's because the, what do you call, the Star Wars 7 is coming out December 18th, 2015.
We're still plugging movies.
Well, someone has to. When is Mission Impossible 5 coming out, Mr. M? When is that happening? December 25th? Oh, Christmas. Of 2015! What do you think? I'm nuts!
I have a question here. Why are we doing 2015 movie plugs if,
Because it's still a long ways off and I want to go on record now! So that when they say, oh, this is coming out, that's coming out, then Darren, I'm trying to get you back here, you can say, that was revealed 2 years ago on my show there, the podcasting show.
Well, you know what? That actually makes sense.
McQueen knows everything.
Thank you. And the things that I don't know, I still know.
Well,
that's one for the fall.
Yeah, I know.
That's perfect logic.
And a greaser from the freezer like a bat out of hell. Hey, listen.
That sounds like a song.
No, it's a little thing you say. It's, don't worry about it. Listen.
It's a greaser from the backyard and a bat from the Hades.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't you have a Disney movie you could be ruining right about now?
All right, listen.
Disney deserves to be ruined because they have very, very romanticized facts and scandalous items in their movies.
Such as?
Aladdin.
Aladdin,
Hercules,
what about
Little Mermaid, shall I go on? I will.
No, please don't.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Wait, what?
All of those things.
All right, listen. All of the things that Disney actually did are generally fairy tales and literature that they've adapted.
So they would have you believe. Tom, you played Mr. Disney himself, did you not? I played him in Saving Mr. Banks, yes. I have a question.
What is that?
Why didn't you call it Saving Mr. Hanks?
Oh, you know, McQueen, we went over that already.
Because Hanks and Banks, and it's like you're saying the same thing. Just save some time. Play yourself.
Makes
you
perfect can't, sense.
No, you see, you can't play yourself in a movie that's not about...
I explained this in the beginning of the show.
Yes, I know you
Derek.
Did. Look,
why
Tom,
keep
please,
calling
I
Darren?
Know you did.
Are you, your name is really Darren?
No, what? It's not. It's hard to... I told him my name once. It seems to be constitutionally incapable of remembering.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that you already explained why you don't play Mr. Hanks?
He did actually do that at the beginning of the show, yes.
I wasn't here for that, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, you see, now that's another thing I should bring up. You weren't here for that because you weren't booked on the show. You see, that's why you weren't here.
What's that crack mean?
Okay, what does that crack mean? It means
a little hurtful.
That's a little hurtful? You guys... break into my show, you insult my guest, and that's
your
a little awful.
A bum.
All right, stop calling him a
that's
bum.
That's not even right. I did nothing. I'm not a bum. And, I know...
You pretty much have done nothing for the last 15 years.
Okay.
I can attest that he is not a bum because we have bums in our studio. They look nothing like Big Zanks. We sit on them all day.
Oh, you do you? You sit on
we
your
We sit
bums?
On our bums.
Until the sun comes up and you're sitting on a couple of bums?
The sun? No.
No,
windows in the building?
No windows in the building.
We can't let them see night and day, day and night.
There's an old song, and it's the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard, and I always thought it sounded like, until the sun comes up and we're sitting on a couple of bums. That whole thing.
What the hell is that?
That's Sheryl Crow.
Does she eat her last name?
No, she does not.
Then leave it alone.
Okay.
You checked it? Did you check it?
Before you know it, we're going to be backing it out of Alanis Morissette nonsense in a minute.
Is she perverted like me?
Well, that's what I was telling you about.
Excuse me, Mr. Rogers. Rich, I just closed my eyes for a second. I had a dream Alanis Morissette-ual was here.
Hi.
Yeah. See,
there it goes again with that dream. Am I sleeping? Somebody pinch me. Ow! Mr. Hanks, I did not expect you to really pinch me.
Well, you are a man of your word there, Mr. McQueen.
Yeah, I mean, your middle name is Honest. If you ask him to pinch you, he's going to pinch you.
This is true.
All right, look.
I digress.
Listen, this is what I want to know, honestly. Above all else, first of all, Tom, you got a new movie coming out. That's great.
Save Mr. Banks. And
Socks.
It came out already.
Yes, it came out. Excuse me. You had a new movie recently.
We're recording this in the past, so we have to speak like we're...
Still sucks.
All right, listen.
And pay no attention to the man in the back there of the car. Yeah, how do they even get in here? Hey, what's that big gaping hole in the trunk?
Yeah, that's a long story.
Why don't you mind your business?
Wait, first of all, it's not a long story. It's a boring story and a long one at that. So, I will commend you, Darren.
Thank you.
You got the word correct. Blong is the right word.
Blong means boring and long?
No.
What? Okay. Well, I would love to hear this.
Are you not listening to the man?
Thank you, Rich. Please explain, Rich, what I meant.
I'm doing everything I can to listen to the man. You don't understand.
Rich will now explain so you know it's not me.
Over
explain
again.
What blong means and what I meant by no. Explain that, please, Rich, in full detail.
Blong is not long and boring. That's, again, you're going into that Webster crap. What did he tell you about that?
Look, I've never heard of the word in the first place, so...
In the first place is not actually a word, in the first place. Just so you know. It's
now Peanut Head's going to chime in.
In the first place is a word. It means... Are you ready?
No.
Revving. That's what it means. To rev an engine. It's called first place.
Is this abused Derek Day? Like, did you guys all get together and decide you were going to make a bet to see if you can get me to crack?
Darren, we are not here to abuse Derek.
Always thinks everything's about him.
No. Yes, he does. I did notice that too, Mr. Rogers.
Look, it's not intentional. It's not trying to make it about me.
I don't know what was worse. This or Frankenfurter? Right?
Yeah,
Dr. Frankenfurter.
Either.
Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I don't even work there anymore.
Don't work there anymore?
I don't know. Well, you know.
Well, what happened with that?
Good for Frankenfurter.
Look, you're being really, really hurtful and insensitive here.
I'm a mechanic's assistant now.
Oh, you're a mechanic's assistant.
In between films, I hand wrenches, and when they ask for a nail or something, or a steak, and I can, you know, give them that.
Oh, okay.
So that's good stuff. It's very cool.
That must work out wonderful.
Well, it is, because I get free steaks.
It works out fine, okay? I don't know...
To kill the vampires.
Let me explain something here, Rich. You came out with the glove swinging on this, all right? You came out swinging, all right? You're the one who started this conflict, and I personally, I'm a little shocked at you, man.
Exactly, I'm going to finish it, too.
Okay, look, we're not going to do this, man.
I am glad to know that I'm not the only one who hunts vampires.
I'm sorry, what?
Did you not just hear what the man said?
No, I heard what the man said.
Why is it every time This genius of a man opens his mouth.
Thank you.
All right, shut up. I'm a little bit clumpy.
What the hell's going
on? Explain to me which one of those words means hunting vampires, apparently.
Because Tom Hanks says that he hands the guy his steaks, and the better to kill a vampire with. I'm always looking for a good steak.
Are you always looking for a good steak?
Yes, there's a lot of vampires in my neighborhood. That's why the housing rate went up, and it's causing irreparable harm to my property.
So if vampires...
To my property value.
Vampires are harming your property value.
Yes.
I have never heard of a vampire
attacking someone. Because they're never around during the day.
Well, yeah, I mean...
It's like, what's there to do in this town? There's nobody around in the day.
I believe they sleep during the day because they work nights or something.
They all work at night.
Yeah, they have overnight shifts, so they have to sleep during the day.
It's not overnight shift. They work overnight.
They work overnight.
It's not a shift.
It's not a shift.
No.
It's just working.
Yes.
Okay.
And I need a good steak to kill them with.
Okay, what kind of steak do you use?
A flank?
No.
Or, good, the vegetarians.
I meant wooden, iron, that whole thing.
How do you eat an iron steak?
You can't eat
What are you, steak. Nuts?
Okay, so what do they have, some sort of red meat allergy?
McQueen, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Do you kill them with high cholesterol?
I actually hand my mechanic wooden and iron steaks. That's what he uses to keep the engines in place. Well, I kill the vampires with flank, New York strip, I round, T round, around eye, square eye, obtuse triangle eye, diamond moon.
Stop the hard D's! God!
See, the man can do it all.
How do these steaks kill the vampire?
They're just... vegetarians.
Okay, so their systems aren't used to having meat in them.
They don't like computers. They just don't like steaks.
What the hell are you talking
about?
You
said they're systems. I don't understand what you're talking about. They're not networked.
Okay. This is my question. You
Rich, do you
vampire.
Understand what I mean?
I understand what you mean perfectly.
Thank
How
you. I
you
thought
understand?
I was going crazy for a second.
It's, going?
Yes.
It's perfect logic.
If, well, it's actually circular.
If you're psychotic...
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, what are you trying to say then? Please tell me something now. Thank you. Go.
I think you guys know exactly what I'm trying to say.
Why are you so insultive?
I'm insultive?
No, you're insulsive.
I'm insulsive?
Yes, why?
Nobody calls me insulsive and gets away with it, all right?
Well, hey, I think I can get away with that.
Because
it's the truth.
It's
you
the
need
truth,
me
huh?
on that wall. You want me on that wall, and you can't handle the truth. I wrote that line for the movie.
Oh, you did. What movie was that again?
Three Good Men.
Three Good Men.
Yes.
There was three of them.
Well, it was a few. One. A few was three.
Yeah, but this is three.
Is one, a couple is two, a few is three, some is four, and several is five.
Yes,
and then
and
from
that...
there, you just make up anything you want.
Okay, so yeah, so and what would you say if it was like seven good men?
I'd say, yeah, there's some good men over there.
There's some good
you
men
see,
over there.
You see, four plus yeah. three is seven.
Well, yes, it is, but how does that translate?
Hey, there's some few good men over there.
There's some few
Because some men. Is four, few is three, and that makes seven.
Okay, there you go. Some few men.
Yeah, there's some few men over there.
Some
that
few
means
good
seven.
Men? Are they some few good men?
You could say some few good, some few bad, some few moist, some few damp, some few dry, some few wild, some few sleepy, some few grouchy, some few nasty, some few entrepreneurial, some few driving.
I think we get it.
Few yawning.
Yeah, okay, I think we get it, what you could
some
say.
Some few acting. We could do that. Some few yelling, like Rich Rogers straight shooting.
All right, you're in no position to reprimand the man on that. However, I am, Rich, please try to contain yourself. Govern your passions.
I
please.
Will, but I'm... I, what?
I'm saying I was
you
actually...
You were saying... You were calling me rich. I am very wealthy.
Well,
are
you... You are wealthy. Well, you funded the $5 million that went from Tom Hanks.
Well, I put it in. Yeah, I put it in Rich's bank account.
Yeah, I know you did, but I mean, anybody.
Again,
can do that.
Too many secrets being revealed.
There are several revelations here on Breaking Bad a Check today, which is one of the reasons you come to this podcast is to get this back dirt. This dirt we have.
Darren, the word is pivot, not revelation. What
pivot.
You're trying to say? What you're trying to say? Again, another lie. There is a great many revoit, not
revoit.
Yeah, revoit or pivot, they're opposite meanings.
Okay, revoit's when you do it again.
No.
No.
That's repeat.
That'd be downright logical.
Revoit and pivot are the opposite. Pivot meaning what you think revelation means.
Okay.
Where everybody knows revelation means cigarette.
Okay, so a revelation.
Web submit a mess.
You want to go out for a revelation break?
No.
Okay.
Don't do that now.
No,
we're in the middle
of a show. I'm not saying I'm going to do that now. I was saying that.
You see, he says what he says. He says he does something. He doesn't do it.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
I don't understand. We're trying to street shooting.
Ridiculous.
I was demonstrating what that.
By the way, before I forget, I wanted to make sure I got it out there. Where the hell is my money?
Okay.
He wants more money, this guy. I don't even know what to...
Yeah,
there's no more money. I'm talking to you, Internet!
Listen, listen, the Internet knows, the Internet knows that you got some of the money, and my question is, how much money do you really
need? Figure this out, Maury!
Maury?
I think Maury's gonna have a little hard time.
Maury Povich is no fan of this show because of that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That, you know that for a fact?
Well, Connie Chung told me.
Connie Chung, you know Connie Chung?
Yes, she's a newsmaker. I'm like Connie Chung.
You're like Connie
Chung? I bring you the news!
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You bring us news on several different topics.
He is Mr. Movies!
And comics.
Yes.
And Dictionary Conspirator.
Marvel
Alligator
Comics,
Revealer.
Not the other one.
You've got a very colorful history, McQueen. I have to say this.
I like to think of it.
Yes?
I like to think of it.
Okay, so you just like to think of it.
Yes!
So when it comes up, you just sit there, you think about it.
I think about it, and then I move on.
No,
sometimes
that
I have
is
a
nice.
Revelation, and then I go, I get a flank steak, and I kill a vampire.
Okay, yeah, you just sit
well,
there. And
that
you're
is
like,
colorful.
That's just a nice thought there. That,
yes!
That's what you do. Okay, all right.
Isn't it though? No, wouldn't you like to think of it?
Not really, but...
Well, I like to think of it...
Yes?
Yes!
Okay, well...
A great mind there. That's a great mind.
Where?
Yours.
Oh, thank you, Rich Rogers, straight shooting.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Straight shooting, indeed.
Yeah, it's very...
Eagle Eye Flegal, that's what I'm going
to... Eagle Eye Flegal?
Eagle Eye Flegal from Lil Abner. Hey, my first show.
I thought Flegal was one of the banana splits.
Right between the eyes.
Okay, wow. All right. We're not going to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to settle this right now. I want you guys to say something.
Tony when I need him.
All right, Tony's not here, all right? You're in my world now. Now listen.
Hey, easy there. He's not a cur.
He's
which
not
is a worthless dog. C-U-R. A cur.
C-U-R.
No, O-C-C-U-R. A cur.
A cur. Okay, a cur is
right.
a useless dog.
It's a worthless dog.
What's an occurrence?
That's a useless dog running.
Okay,
into
so
a
an
fence.
Occurrence into a fence.
Yes, occurrence.
All right, well, that's definitely an occurrence right there. It's a dog running into a fence.
That's what you just did is not an occurrence. And it's
well,
not
no,
a cur.
Of course not, because then I would have to be a dog and running into a fence.
Right, now the word cur, C-U-R.
Yeah.
Seatbelt.
Seatbelt.
It's like you have four curs in here. They're seatbelts. That's
are you,
all.
Are you just picking out things in the car?
I'm picking them out to tell you the true meanings of them, Darren, please! You are so deceived!
I'm not deceived!
It's your nature to be deceived. Now listen, on the count of Hoochie Min, I want you two guys to make up at Rich Rogers Straight Shooting. I will talk to you in the car. I shine your shoes for you all the time, do I not?
You shine his shoes?
This is true.
Yes, I do. And Mr. Hanks...
He'll shine your shoes.
What the hell was that?
McQueen, he was saying.
And Mr. Hanks, you know me for a long time now.
Yeah, that's it. Well, what do you want me to do with that?
Yeah.
I put you on a train.
This is true.
You owe me. Okay, fine.
How does he owe you for putting him on a train? I don't understand any of this
well,
that's going on.
Because I couldn't get on the train.
All right, look, this is what I need to happen right now.
One, two, Hoochie Man.
Well, there you go, Rich. I'm gonna shake your hand, and hey, it was all fair in love and war and sham spillion.
Yeah, I don't like it, but I'll do it for McQueen.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Oh my God, look at that! Look at that peace made on Breaking Bad.
Hey, breaking
That's
barriers
what this is
once
about.
Again.
Yes, breaking barriers on Breaking Bad. Let me ask you if you want to break one more barrier.
Sure.
Would anybody like to do a little segment with me now that we've finally gone ahead and brought this down?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, I guess so.
Okay. Why don't we do a little segment we do called Plugs?
Give me plugs, Breaking Bad at Check. Plugs, give me plugs, give me plugs, give me plugs, plugs, plugs. Give me plugs, give me plugs, Breaking Bad at Check. Plugs, give me plugs, give me plugs, give me plugs, plugs, plugs.
Breaking Badachek's plug.
Follow me on Twitter at Derek Badachek,
DerekBadachek. Oh my goodness, I didn't even know how to say that fast.
Okay, all right. Would you like me to try it again slower?
Well, again, slow it down and be a little less yelling.
Follow me on...
Blurt my eardrums and my ear bases.
Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on that. At Derek Badichek, DerekBadichek. Plug that in verbatim. You will find me. McQueen, are you okay?
Verbatim! Verbatim? You want to plug it in Maxellian.
Yes.
Not verbatim.
Is that what verbatim really means?
Maxellian. Okay. Verbatim means evaporation nonsense.
Evaporation nonsense,
Look
eh?
What you're doing to McQueen.
I keep seeing those Twitters taken on my friend, tearing his clothes off.
McQueen, you are so full of verbatim, goodness, you have no idea. You can follow the extraordinaire at Phil Interrupted. And also, while you're out there on the internet and you're in podcasting, you want to go ahead and you want to find the Book of Faces. You want to go to the Breaking Bad Trick Facebook page and like it several hundred million gajillion times. Find a way, get it done. Also, while you're out there in podcast, you check out the Phil Interrupted Facebook page. Definitely go ahead and like that. You want to go over to CircularLogicStudios.com. You want to check out the entire Breaking Bad Trick back catalog. You want to check out the extraordinaire's very own show, Phil Interrupted, and some nice little bonus stuff we have on there. Also, what you want to do is you want to move on over to the contact page, send us any questions, comments to breakingbadichek@gmail.com, or just fill out the form on the contact page so we can go over them on the third Friday of every month. Go over to the support page, send a little donation, help keep the lights on in both studios, old and new.
Save the Dalmatian!
Save the Dalmatian.
Exactly.
Absolutely. It's not even close to being a Dalmatian.
Dalmatian is what it is. I know dogs. I work for the American Kennel Club Society.
Okay, so what exactly
does
Dalmatian mean?
So it could put out fires.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, save the Dalmatian. Yes, that's
put out
what
fires that happen in your nasal passages.
Okay. You're going to have to explain that one to me.
There's nothing to explain. That's what you do.
Fair enough. Also, while you're out there in the internet, you want to go over to iTunes, leave a 5-star review. Those really help out the show.
Take a picture of it before they lose it.
Well, that I can attest to because I'm still waiting for my iTunes reviews for Saving Private Banks.
Saving Private Banks, well, huh? Also, what you want to do is you want to go to Stitcher. You want to leave 5-star reviews there. You can do that. Trust me, Phil's not here to second guess it, but that's okay.
Can you actually do that? I'm not even sure you can actually go to Stitcher and leave a
Where
I'm
the sure hell you is it. Phil? All
right, Phil is on a trophy shining sabbatical.
Oh, Phil. Crying out loud.
Oh, boy.
Trophy shining sabbatical. Go ahead.
He's on a trophy shining sabbatical. All right, he could not make tonight. That is okay. He will be back next week.
He could not make it, so he's going to have to lump it. Ah! He's going to have to lump it. Ah!
McQueen. That's hilarious.
That's too funny. Excuse me, Darren. It's a little weird, a little disheartening, a little unnerving. What are you laughing at?
You know, I wish I knew.
Continue with the plugs.
Okay. Also, leave positive... Ings?
Yes, it's the word.
It's the plug-ings.
I had to breathe.
Okay.
Listen for the commas.
Listen for the commas in your voice. Okay, I understand that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to finish this segment. I have one more thing to say, okay? Let's all try to keep it together until then, all right?
I still have my plug to do.
I know. Just let me get this one thing out, okay? Tom, did you say you wanted to plug something?
Yes, go see my new movie, Saving Private Banks. It's a 2013 American-British-Australian biographical comedy drama film directed by John Hancock and from a screenplay written by Kelly McGilla and Sue Smith, not to be confused with Connie Chung. It basically centered on the production of the 1964 Walt Disney Studios film, Mary Poppins, and the film is with Emma Thompson, Tom Hanks, myself, and also, you know, Paul Giamatti is in that, Jason Schwarzkopf, and Bradley Whiting Hall, and Semicolon Farrell is in that as well. So
Semicolon Farrell.
That's what we called him on the set.
Oh, really? What's the story behind that?
There is none.
Okay.
We took the title from Mary Poppins' parochial character of the same name. The film depicts author P.L. Travers, and her fourth night greeting long in L.A. as she is persuaded by the filmmaker Walt Disney, played by me, and she attempts to obtain the screen rights to her novel. That's the first thing I heard of a movie I want to see.
Oh, you want to see that movie?
Yes. Don't okay. you?
Well,
we should go as a group.
Oh, please, God, no.
Groupie, group. That's not how it goes.
How does it go?
You say group. That's 4 times. You say that 4 times.
Yeah.
That's 8 times. And that's the song you sing that I wrote that I collect the residual monies on and I give them to Rich.
Oh, that's how Rich has been making his residual income.
That's his residual. That's not the $5 million he got.
Exactly.
I give him those because he lets me shine his shoes.
Wait a minute, you pay him to shine his shoes?
No, I give him the residuals of the grouping song.
Do you like shining shoes? I don't,
Hey, Phil shines trophies, I shine shoes to keep it all real and McGillicuddy, and it makes it a nice even Steven kind of a lifestyle.
To make it McGillicuddy?
That's true.
Why are you butting in and interfering with my business?
Because it's really, really intriguing. That's really the only reason.
I think the word you're looking for is jealousy.
Jealousy.
Jealousy!
That's what
it's what you put on
like.
With peanut butter and a sandwich you make.
Your peanut butter and jealousy sandwich.
That's what it sounds like to me.
It sounds like jealousy, right? I smelled a little fruity fragrance.
Okay, listen, guys, I gotta tell you, this has been a very challenging experience for me, is having... What the hell is that?
I'm sorry, it's just a training thing I did.
It's a training
thing. Air gargling.
Air gargling.
Well, you heard it play air guitar and air piano. I do air gargle.
It sounds kind of like the sound a fox makes.
Well, that's where we got it from. We looked to nature and we looked at wild animals for inspiration.
And you go, huh, that thing?
Yeah, I do that with elephants. I go, pwah, like that.
You go like what?
Pwah, with his trunk.
Sounds like
it's a steamer trunk. Well, wouldn't you? You try and lift one of them, you'd be going the same noise.
I'd be going, whoa!
If you're not using your knees, use your knees, not your back. That's how I always tell the elephants.
Here, you know what? Let's all try that one together. I want to see how this works.
Here we go.
Okay.
Whoa!
Okay. Well, that was interesting. Listen.
Figure that out, internet. Who's who?
Yeah, the internet's gonna have a field day with this
you
one.
You can
guys.
Take. I tell you what. I'm in agreement.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll give you a hint. Two of us are Alanis Morissette.
And one of us is Joel Schumacher.
Maury is having a conniption right
now. Maury Povich is, let me tell you, that show he had, the Maury Show, that was something else. I would have loved to have been on that.
That's still on the air.
Oh.
You could probably still be on it.
How are you on air? What are you, Blakey Blaine? What is that guy's name again?
Oh, Dad.
The Australian magician who does illusions and music.
What'd you call him, Donald Blaine?
Donald Blaine, that was it.
Donald Blaine. Well, look, guys, listen.
We're snoring.
We're pressed for some time here, okay? So I'll tell you what. It has been
Rich,
a really...
Rich, can we go to your car now? Or do we have to wait till the end of this thing?
Come on, let's go.
Okay,
take care, guys. This is good seeing you again. My goodness gracious. Is that all the doors shut?
Yeah. Yeah, let me just...
The other door's wide open. Well, the door's open.
Let me just go ahead and just close it right, real fast.
Close the door. You left it open.
I know. I'm grabbing. There we go. Okay.
All right. Well, those guys.
Oh, God. I thought we were done for.
Rich, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I know. Dude, you do not want to be on the wrong side of that guy.
I don't have a problem going doing the group thing. I have no problem.
What, going to go see the movie?
Next time I fly in to do the old Phil recording twice.
Okay.
And right after that, we'll do the movie.
That's okay, fine. You want to do that? You want to go see the movie that you're in? I mean, you kind of know what's going to happen, don't you?
I'm going to wear a mustache and a baseball cap.
How is disguising yourself going to stop you from knowing what happens in the movie?
Well, because I'm not going to be me. I'm going to be someone. I'm a three-time Academy Award winning material here.
No, you aren't. I don't know how many times I got to say that.
Derek Lockley. Let's just call a square a peg.
No. Let's not do that.
I think we should. Well, it's just the way I think.
Okay, well, I'll tell you
remember,
what, Tom,
I was trained
I'm
by
sorry.
McQueen.
Yeah, I don't know how you even survived that, but I suppose that's a story for another time. Listen.
It's a flamingo, is what it is. We call those things a flamingo.
A flamingo?
Yep.
And what is a flamingo?
Like a bird, and it's usually pink. They got really skinny legs, and you see them in Miami a lot. At least I did.
Flamingo.
Who?
Flamingo.
Is that anything like Batman?
Like, I'm sorry, like who?
Batman? Is that what that was like?
The movie Batman?
Batman! That was a bad dude.
Batman!
Batman! Stop making fun of me, please. Stop making fun of me, please.
Stop making fun of you?
Well, flan is that Spanish dessert.
Yes, of course.
Stop making that, Adam. Stop making me into a Spanish dessert.
I can't help it.
It's uncalled for.
You know why I want to make you into a Spanish dessert, Tom? Because you're so sweet.
And anybody who knows that Wayne Gill knows that flan is sweet, but flan is not.
Flan is not.
No, not by a long shot.
Okay, well.
Listen to me.
Okay, well, you know, cinnamon's sweet, but whatever.
Well, hey, there it goes.
Yeah, we'll go
I
ahead
always
and
say, why don't you make like a tree and beat it?
We'll see you next time. We're making moves here on Breaking Bad.
Making those moves.
Making the moves.